VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Leela. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? Leela here. I just finished doing about 2 weeks worth of laundry, and I am feeling pretty darn good about it. Doing the laundry has always been one of those house chores that I never minded. I get to enjoy the process of doing my laundry because I, very thankfully, have access to an incredible machine that does the hard work for me. And I say very thankfully because in his TED Talk, Hans Rosling reminded me that this isn't the case for most people around the world who still live below what he calls the wash line, as opposed to the poverty line. Check out today's video if you haven't already. Rosling describes his own experiences with the magic washing machine, and he raises a number of really good questions, like this one. How many of you hand wash your jeans and your bed sheets? And that is why Rosling goes on to say this sentence, which is our sentence of the day. But until they have the same energy consumption per person, they shouldn't give advice to others what to do and what not to do. Here are some pronunciation tips to keep in mind while you're working on that. First off, to others. You can link these two words together so it sounds like to others, to others. Next one, not to. Just like in the first example, the word to takes on more of a to sound. Not to, not to. Third tip, but until. When you put these two words together, the first two syllables kind of get squished together, and then you can take a slight break for the third syllable. So it sounds like this. But until. But until. Last tip, let's go over this word consumption. 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 All right, here's the sentence of the day, one more time, a little more slowly. But until they have the same energy consumption per person, they shouldn't give advice to others what to do and what not to do. Let's check out some vocab from the sentence. Number one, advice. This noun means an opinion that someone offers you about what you should do or how you should act in a particular situation. For example, if you want my advice, make sure the computer you buy has really good fans. Number two, energy. This noun means the power from something such as electricity or oil that can do work, such as providing light and heat. For example, you can tell my smartphone is getting old now because it just drains energy so fast. Number three, consumption. This noun means the amount used or eaten. For example, if you're really worried about your health, it might be time to look at your sugar and salt consumption. You know, one thing that Rosling said in his TED Talk really stuck out to me. He talked about how magical it was to get a washing machine for the first time, and that because his mother no longer had to spend time hand washing the laundry, she had time to read books to him as a child. That got me thinking about how amazing machines are. They do so much work for us that we have more free time to do other things. Take my slow cooker, for instance. I love eating all kinds of soups and stews, And I used to just make them all from scratch on the stovetop, but that can take a few hours, depending on the recipe. And you've got to keep checking it. And you certainly wouldn't want to leave the house with the stove on. I mean, yikes, that's how house fires start. Because of this, I wouldn't really make soups or stews all that often. But then I got a slow cooker, and it totally changed the game for me. Now I can just dump all the ingredients into the slow cooker, turn it on low, and then maybe 5 or 6 hours later, have a delicious hot soup waiting for me. What about you? What machine do you use all the time that saves you hours of work? Let me know in the comments. And as always, hit that record button when you're ready with your sentence. Catch you next time.